Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Tony Abernethy. Tony, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks a lot, Coach Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Mate, I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the May Challenge. Now, Tony, just a couple of days ago, you found out that you were in the top 10 finalists for our May Challenge. How has the past couple of days been like for you?
It's sort of surreal. I sort of had to get into when I found out I was in the top 50. So when I was made the top 10 was, I think it actually took a few days to sink in, to be honest.
Well, look, mate, you should be so proud of the result that you've achieved, man. Like looking at your transformation, I've got it up in front of me. You know, you look like a new person. Looks like you're years younger, you're fitter, you're healthier. You just blown us all away. So mate, big, big congratulations. You should be so proud.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I feel the same way, to be honest. It's I had my kids with me at the time, and I think they were nearly just as excited as what I was when I found out. So it was pretty good.
Beautiful. Did you tune in live to the Facebook awards night?
We did tune in live, and I remember watching the first bit, and we got all confused because you did the announcing last month. And I'm like, oh, that's all good. I just got a top 50. I'm happy with top 50. And then next thing, my son's like, Dad, he just called out your name. So, it was a bit sort of unbelievable for me because just at that time I said, well, I better do it again because I really want to get in the top 10. So it looks like I'll shoot for the top three now because no going backwards now, only the forwards.
I like that. Hopefully we can get a win out of you. What do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I'd really like it. I've signed up for the 6 weeks. So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
No, beautiful. Look, Tony, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there might be some people listening who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Tony?
Yeah, my name is Tony. I'm 40. I'm just a family man from Shivan. I'm just a factory worker. But yeah, that's about it.
Simple. I like it. So whereabouts are you from? Straven?
Shellhaven.
Shellhaven.
Yep.
Beautiful. And you're a family man?
Yeah, just a family man. It's living pretty simple, but I'm loving it now.
I like it. Beautiful. Well, look, Tony, talk to me about why. So I know that you've signed up to this challenge, the May challenge, and you've just signed up to the August challenge as well. And I think you've done a challenge in the past as well. Do you remember when that was?
Look, I couldn't tell you when, but it was a very long time ago. To be honest, I think I did okay, but once the challenge was over, I was very, okay, good, challenge is over, and I just went back to my same old routine. So basically, I wanted to redo it this time and I wanted to see what happens when I didn't stop because I felt like I sort of stopped last time. And when I didn't stop, the results were definitely a lot better.
Yeah, well, talk to me about this May challenge. What made you want to sign up? Why did you choose to join us?
Well, it was just a bit sort of, I was looking to get into some good habits as opposed to the habits we sort of had at the time, just your general beers on Friday and drinking and all that sort of stuff. And not so much for me as well. It's for my kids. I wanted to show my kids that you can do whatever you want. Like, you can do anything as long as you basically you want to work hard enough, or if you want it bad enough, then you'll get it. And so, yeah, I think that's why. And I just definitely needed a big change. And this was what I was looking for. And the thing says it all. It's a maxi challenge. And the challenge is what I was looking for. So I was definitely up for it.
No, I like it. Well, talk to me, how was this challenge different to the challenge you did in the past? Like you mentioned that you got some great results in the past, but then maybe when the challenge was over, your mindset was that, oh, the challenge is over, like done, and then kind of revert back to some previous habits. How was this challenge different for you? Was it mainly because you were inspired by your kids, or was there another driver? Like what made you want to kind of continue after the challenge?
I was definitely inspired by the sort of kids and just being happy with sort of looking in the mirror and seeing what you are now. But the challenge itself, I think, has also come a long way because back then there was no sort of social media. There was no, like, not really search for the social media, but it helps to have that sort of group there. And even the platform of all the foods and all that sort of stuff is a lot more adaptable to each person, which I found a lot easier. And especially with your diet now, I've sort of adapted my diet to the point where even if you're going out on a so-called cheat day and you're going out to eat something, it's very easy to go, okay, cool, I'm only going to eat about 200 grams worth of steak and I'm just going to eat this and I'm going to eat that. It's a lot easier to get into such a good routine where on paper it was good, but it was very set in its ways and it could get boring at times, where this is definitely far from boring. And if you're on the social media, mate, you look at all that food that people are making, there's some good food out there and it's good for you. So how could you not want to do it?
I love that Facebook support group that we have, and even on Instagram as well. Like, many people join the challenge, and especially in those first few weeks, they love posting the food that they're eating. Yeah.
See with the boys at work, and it's like, man, look at this. I think they have enough at work. Like, I work in factory work. It's like, man, look at that food. That shit's good for you. Like, they're just blown away, man. But yeah, it's good. Social media, definitely. If you want to be a part of the challenge, mate, you want to get on that because it's a good drive for you.
Yeah. Let's talk about food. What was your go-to meals when you were on the challenge?
Go-to meals. I discovered a like kangaroo.
Okay. Kangaroo steak or like the mince?
No, I like the kangaroo steak. So yeah. Definitely... sort of simple meals, like I used to definitely cook, so I only cook once a week, but lots of it, lots of wholemeal pastas and sort of kangaroo meat with veggies and all that, just sort of sitting on top. And then after a while, you learn that you don't even need to cook the veggies, you just put them in there and they steam when you reheat anyway, so it's all good. But yeah, it's definitely, I was pretty normal, just the meat and veg, until every now and then I look online and people are creating these things that really look like Egg Benedict, and I'm like, oh, that's my cheat day, man, I'm going to have one of those, like. Yeah, pretty simple. Anything that I can cook in bulk, I found a lot easier, especially when you wake up in the morning and you start work at 5. You want to grab something to be out the door. You don't want to be sort of screwing around and figuring out what you're eating for the day.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I do feel that many people who are new to the challenge, like, have this kind of pressure that they need to create these really extravagant meals, when sometimes it may be easier or more simple just to stick with the basics. Just choose a serving of energy, let that be wholemeal pasta. Yep. Choose a serving of protein, let that be kangaroo as an example, and then choose a bunch of fruits and vegetables and then be on your way, rather than spending lots of time and effort and stressing out about which recipe to follow. Just cook some steak, cook some pasta, cook some veg, wipe your hands, and then spend more time training or spend more time with your family, right?
Absolutely, mate. And I'll be honest, there was even those times there where it was sort of rolled around to lunchtime, dinner time, and you just go, oh yeah, dinner food. And it didn't really matter, just as long as you got it in there. And they had the days where I didn't really have to taste all that extravagant. That was my Friday stuff when I liked to have the fancy stuff. But during the week, just get the fuel in there, mate, and you're good to go.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Keep it simple. Talk to me a little bit about the training side of things. Were you training from home or were you in a gym? Like, how did that work?
Just from home, mate. I did all my training from home. They had the police boys went there sort of once a week because my kids go there. So they had a bit of a gym there, but no real gym every afternoon, just a weight bench, chin-up bar, few bands, that sort of stuff. So yeah, mainly just a bit of free weights. And I found out that I like to run. I never thought I'd like to run, but now I really enjoy running.
Yeah, okay.
So that was pretty good.
Especially something like running, like many people, that's just like their fear, like, nah, I'm not going to do that, let alone enjoy it. How far are you running now?
I run about 7 or 8K now.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome.
Well, considering the first day I ran to the edge of the street and I thought I'd had enough. So, it's good. And yeah, the kids want to come with you and all that sort of stuff. So, hey, it's good to see it rubbed off on other people.
Yeah, no, beautiful, beautiful. Look, Tony, I want to talk a little bit about challenges. So I'm sure that your challenge, this one, and then also the one that you did previously, wasn't all sunshine and rainbows and everything was perfect. Can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced while completing the challenge?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I discovered the rest day is a good thing. Sometimes you only have to force yourself to have a rest day, because for the first couple of weeks, I was a bit sort of, I think, got such a routine of doing things all the time. They come to rest day and you're like, no, I don't want a rest day. I'll go and do this and I'll go and do that. But then the day that I had a rest day, the batteries definitely recharge a lot. And then the next day you can give it that 100% instead of maybe 70 or 80% because you haven't had a break. But apart from that, run your own race. Don't try and compare to anyone else. That is probably the downfall of the social media side. You do jump on there and you see other guys. I'm like, damn, look at him, man. Like, he's only like 3 weeks in and he's just massive. And so yeah, don't compare to anyone else, mate. Just do your own thing. And there's some massive changes out there and everybody's different. Everybody works different, all that sort of stuff. And just be prepared. Every night before I went to bed, I just made sure the next day was set, ready to go. Food was ready to go. Food was on the bench, ready to go. Going to bed, basically knowing what I was already going to do the next day. So then when I got up, if you weren't having a good day, then you didn't really have to think about it that much. You just did it. But yeah, definitely run your own race. That'd be my number one thing. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Just give you each day just 100%. That's all you can do. Don't worry about what the next person's doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's difficult in this day and age where everything is online. We have things like Facebook, we have things like Instagram, we have things like TikTok and whatever else is the latest craze at the moment, where it's so easy to compare yourself. And especially in the fitness space, a few clicks and you can see guys with six packs, you can see girls with bigger arms than you, you could see people squatting and bench pressing and bicep curling like more than what you'd ever would, and you're like, geez, I am so inferior to all these people. And of course it's going to like bring you down so hard, but you've got to run your own race. You don't know what this other person is, you know their history.
Absolutely. Especially when you go to the gym for the first time, you see that dude on the pull-up bar and he's pumping out 20 and you're like, man, I'm going to do pull-ups. And you get over there and you're just like, man, I just want one. Can I just do one? How long have you been doing this for? And he's like, 4 or 5 years. I'm like, can I feel better now? But hey, everyone's going to start somewhere.
That's it. Because you know what, Tony? Because now you're that guy where people, I'm sure, look at you being, geez, look at this guy. Look how strong he is. Look how muscular he is. He's running like 7K. Oh my God. Yeah. Now you're that guy, right?
I don't want to go back to the other guy. I like this guy. This guy's got a lot more energy in him. I can't let the kids out running, mate. I've got to keep up with him.
You've got to keep up with them. Yeah. And I like what you said about the idea of rest days, where some people kind of feel like that energizer bunny where they want to do everything all the time, 7 days a week. But then as soon as they have that rest day, they recharge their batteries and then it's like, oh, geez, now I can actually, this is what training at 100% effort is like. Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially doing a bit of free weights, man. It's massive, massive difference. You bench one day and you're sort of going every day and you have yourself a rest day. Go back and try that weight again the next day after rest day and you'll be surprised.
And it's a little bit like this kind of little bit of feedback loop. Like you have a rest day, then you can train at 100% the next day, but then training at 100% makes you so tired that you need another rest day, right? Yeah. So it's like you're forcing yourself to have a rest day by having a rest day, which actually just ends up leading to better results, because then you can train at better intensity. So you actually start gaining some muscle, you start getting some fitness back, you start seeing these changes in your body, rather than cruising at that like 50, 60, 70% forever, because we don't get big changes there. Now, Tony, I'd like to talk a little bit about change now. So if you were to jump in a little time machine and go back to the start of the May Challenge, and you kind of alluded to it already, being that old you, and you don't want to be that old you anymore, you want to be with the new you with lots of energy. Can you speak a little bit more about some of the changes in your life since doing the challenge?
Definitely a lot more confident, just in day-to-day life, a lot more confident, have a lot more energy. Days of being lethargic, getting out of bed, have definitely come and gone, as opposed to waking up to 4 and you're like, well, I'm awake, I'll just go for a run now, just for the hell of it. And the life change is, my massive challenge won't people ever stop now. This is just it. This is just a bit of a life change. And it's not that difficult to meal prep once a week and all your food's and everything for the week and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I learned that I like to exercise. So at the start, I definitely didn't like to do that. But now the body, it crazed it a little bit. You definitely don't want to have 2 rest days, because by the second one, the body's a bit sort of, what are you doing? It's time to get moving. But yeah, the confidence is one of the main things. The confidence level is a lot better. And just happy about being me. That's the big one. You be the best you, then you give the best you to everybody else as well. So that's good. All good.
Yeah, I love that so much. That's beautiful. Well, look, where to from here? Now that you've gotten the top 10, you signed up for the next 6-week challenge. Tell us a little bit about your goals from here. Are you going to try maybe run like a half marathon, or are you going to try to step on stage as a bodybuilder? Like, where to now for Tony?
Just another interview with you, Steve. I want to hit that top 3. That's what I'm aiming for. I want a 6-week challenge in and get another email from Steve going, here we go again. Let's do another interview.
Let's do another one. All right.
Look, mate, you know what? Just to maintain who I am would be good, but why maintain when you can make yourself better? That's my theory at the moment. And there's always a bit of room for improvement these days. And I do have a bit of a competitive streak in me. So, mate, I'd love to see the top 10 again, or even possibly even top 3 or anything like that. As I say to the kids, if you want it bad enough, it's just, in my oldest, he just goes, well, Dave, if you want to just work harder. That's the theory. You want it bad enough, just work harder.
I love that. Yeah, it's so good. So good. Well, look, you kind of mentioned that there's always areas for improvement. I think that's an important one, where sometimes you get in the top 10 or you win the challenge and you kind of wipe your hands and go, well, I did it, right? But I think with the fitness game, the fitness journey, it's all about finding ways to improve, finding your weaknesses and then like really beating that weakness and then, you know, getting better over time. If you were to compare your approach to the May challenge to maybe the 6-week challenge, what kind of areas are you starting to improve on or like slowly changing to try to get into that top 3 or win the challenge? Like, how are you approaching it differently?
Well, I definitely think that the challenge I came out just in top 10, my diet was, I happily say, 100%. I never skipped on my diet. There was no cheat days. There was, we done no drinking, no nothing. So my diet was 100%. So now I've got my diet down pat, I definitely look a bit more towards my training side of things. I used to do my weights and used to do my running and all that sort of stuff. Definitely a bit more of isolation of things. And I want a deadlift, man. I heard about that deadlift you guys have been doing, and I tried some of that deadlift, and then I don't know how you get up around that weight, because I'll tell you what, that's something else.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to start deadlifting, are we?
Well, I love to bench. And then it was only just purely of the whole, I heard you guys had your little deadlift challenge and all that. I'm like, oh, I wonder what I can deadlift. And it just feels so unnatural. I'm like, I think I need to make that feel natural somehow. So we might start doing a bit of training on that, yeah.
Yeah, no, good, good. All right, what about squats? Are we throwing some squats in there too?
I hate squats, man. So yeah, I better do them. I've always learned that the ones that I hate the most definitely give me best results. Chin-up bar, I love the chin-up bar now. I can't really get enough of that. We screw one up in the shed now, just when you hang around out in the shed and you've got nothing else better to do and you stand there talking. Don't be shy, mate. Get in there and have a go. But yeah, I'm going to have to look into this deadlifting.
Yeah.
I'm really going to have to get some training on that, because my lower back is all about down there, and I've watched you guys do it. You make that look easy.
Yeah, look, I think when it comes to things like the deadlift or the squat, it's all about practice. A little bit of humility, as in you might not get it right the first time, and that's okay. This is my invitation to you, Tony, personally, is to film yourself doing a deadlift and join us on Technique Tuesday on the Facebook group. And you may find that your deadlift form is perfectly fine. It's all about just a bit of practice and slowly building yourself back up. I'm sure that you'll be able to deadlift some pretty good numbers, especially if you're running like 7Ks, man. You probably have some really strong hamstrings and glutes, and you probably better pick that up. And hey, look, I think we all get a little bit of like lower back discomfort. It's all about the language, discomfort. Not really pain. You get some tightness in there. That's fun. Yeah. Well, those muscles need to grow as well. So maybe you're experiencing DOMS in your lower back because you're not doing deadlifts, but then you may find that doing deadlifts can strengthen your lower back, which makes it not hurt as much.
Well, that's definitely what I'm after. That was another good reason why I joined. I used to have a bit of a bad pinch sciatica and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've never had a sore back problem since I finished my challenge. So the whole time I did doing weights or everything, my back problems have gone. So definitely a little hesitant when it comes to the deadlift, when it comes to that sort of stuff. But that's all right. We'll just start small and we'll work our way up.
Well, all I'd say is that once we start introducing more squats and deadlifts, I think that will first make an impact to your running. Okay, you might be a little bit tired through the legs and you may not be able to run as well as you are right now. But then you may find that you're running gets better because you'll get stronger through the legs. So it'll be a little bit of a lose-lose at first and then a win-win as you develop more muscle in the lower body.
Yeah, that's all right. We've come to accept losers every now and then. You have to sometimes cop a lose to get a win, so that's all good.
That's right, that's right. What is it, one step back, two steps forward, something like that?
That's the one.
That's the one.
You're going forward.
As long as you go forward. Well, look, Tony, I'd like to finish on some advice. And you've already given us some advice about running your own race and, you know, not comparing yourself to others, being prepared through the challenge. But if someone came to you and was about to start their fitness journey, they wanted to lose a little bit of weight, maybe they had some back pain, or they were about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
Probably the best thing that I had coming into the program is I didn't know anything. So my advice would be to definitely trust the program. Don't try and divert from it. Don't try and, oh, I might do this, I'll do that. When you don't know anything, you just do exactly what you've been told to do, basically. I think the results are very good. Definitely get involved. You sort of get held accountable, I think, if you put yourself out there. And when I did my first photo, I remember looking at the photo and I'm like, oh, that's not good. And definitely wasn't happy. And from the moment I posted that photo, it was sort of a bit of a vendetta. Well, I need to do something about this. Everybody's seen me like this, so now I'm going to make sure everyone sees me not like this. Yeah, just treat one day at a time. Don't, even at a six-week challenge, I'm going to start in a 12-week, thinking that 12 weeks was a really long time. I got to the end of 12 weeks. It's not really that long if you just worry about one day at a time and just sort of move along that way. And unfortunately, don't listen to the haters, because for some reason, there's always the haters out there, and I don't know what it is, but you don't need to take notice of them. That's when you block it out at the start and you sort of listen. But the further you go and the further you evolve and become good at it, the less and less and less you listen, because you just don't take any notice of it. But yeah, it's definitely get involved, man. Like, don't just, I'm going to do it and you get the program sent to you. If you're going to do it, then go 100%. Put yourself out there, get involved on the Facebook and all that sort of stuff, because it's that sort of drive when you're having a bad day and nobody else at your house is doing the challenge, so they're not sort of getting involved. You jump on there and somebody else has just smashed out a good training session or something, or amen, put some good food up, and you're like, I'm going to cook some good food now. Yeah, and food, man, food's good. Healthy food's good. There's so much good food out there that you don't need to eat not healthy food, because anything that's not healthy, like pizza, you can cook a pretty mad sort of healthy pizza version. But yeah, just trust it. Don't worry about anything else. Just trust the program and just give it your all, man. Just go for it.
I like it. That's quality advice, Tony. No, thank you. I think many would really appreciate that. But look, I'd like to just take a moment to thank you for being part of the Challenge podcast, and thank you for an amazing result. I'm sure you've inspired so many people in our online communities, but then also many people in your social circles, from, you know, friends and family or people at work. And, you know, I want to thank you for inspiring that next generation of fitness people to, you know, give a crap, which is awesome. So I love that so much. And I want to thank you for your amazing transformation. Thank you for an amazing result. And yeah, you should be so proud of the effort that you put in, because it really shows. And I hope that I'll be able to have another interview with you over the next 6 weeks, or maybe a little bit further, but we'll get there. Hopefully we'll get in the top 10 and even win the challenge. It should be good.
Well, mate, we'll see how we go. But yeah, you said what's my next goal. So next goal, I'll see you on the next interview, mate.
Well, that's it. You know, now it's public in this podcast, so hopefully there'll be a few people keeping you accountable, Tony.
Yeah, I feel like that already, so that's okay.
But look, let's wrap up there. Thank you once again, mate.
Thanks, Steve. Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.